Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to AFR. On this Tuesday, April the 1st, 2025, raise your hand if you've already been pranked this morning. You've already been fooled, April Fool's Day.
Good morning, Steve. Not raising my head, just stretching.
Not yet?
Okay. Not raising my hand, just stretching.
Ray Pritchard's with us in Kansas City.
Hey.
And Wesley and yours truly, we're here in Tupelo, MS, along with Steve Paisley Jordahl. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
So did you get...
I've not been pranked, and I'm very uncomfortable with kind of
practical
fooling
jokes.
People. Like, you know,
practical joke?
Yeah, like making somebody else uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm the same way. I can't. I break halfway through the joke.
And there's two things. That and movies that where the solution to the, you know, the romance that's falling apart would be somebody just say, tell the truth once, it's over, it's gone. But they keep on getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And I'm thinking, why didn't you? Yeah, no, I'm done with that.
Well, also, too, working in the news department there, Steve, you're going to have a hard time pulling that off without not getting in trouble. But if you told a practical joke and used it in the news report.
Well, right. Like Sandy was talking about doing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Here's the thing.
Yeah, you don't. It wouldn't be good for Steve's reputation to say, hey, I called up Senator Ted Cruz and boy, did I pull a fast one on him today.
I would have had to write a story yesterday for today.
That's right.
Because tomorrow, if I pull something like that off, it's not April Fool's Day. And then, is it real? I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's happening in the world, Steve? You want to tell us about?
Well, I have some interesting. I have an interesting dichotomy here. The Democrat Party is in complete chaos, and there's two sides.
Bless their hearts.
There's the side of people that are kind of realistic, and they maybe believe in all the Democrat things, economy. Sure, they probably believe in abortion and gay marriage and everything, but they at least will talk with the other side, right? There's reasonable Democrats, and then there's the completely unhinged left. I'm going to play you two things. The first thing I'm going to play you is a TikTok lady who is talking about her work. Now, we don't know her name, and we wouldn't air it because of what she's going to say anyway, but this is a lady who's talking about her work, and she is part of the far, far unhinged left, Cut 14.
Found out today that somebody that I work with is a conservative, and he's somebody who's really intelligent, and he's somebody who works in climate tech as a super smart guy, somebody I would never have thought was conservative, and apparently he is. And it's surprising, and it's disgusting. But what's most surprising to me is the level of sudden hatred that I have for him. Sudden hatred for this man who I used to respect suddenly just went boop, and I hate him now.
I mean,
wow. Now, for those who don't understand TikTok, it's like Instagram in the sense that people are recording themselves dancing or commenting or whatever they're doing, and it's supposed to be whatever it is, 30 seconds, or it's supposed to be brief, real brief.
Yeah.
And so this is a person.
There's a person on TikTok. First of all, are there a lot of people who understand Instagram but don't understand TikTok? I'm just curious.
I don't know. We have a demographic here that don't do anything technological.
Well, no, it is. Short videos. People generally go on there and rant. Actually, I don't go to either of those. These all show up on my Twitter feed, my X feed.
So they're reposted.
From Twitter. So
I got that one right. Reposted. Well, so I posted that properly, but anyway, in the right context.
Ray, what is it that makes somebody that is respects somebody, likes somebody, finds out something about them like that, that they're conservative, and all of a sudden hatred takes over them.
Hey, people have wondered, is this Trump derangement syndrome, is it for real? And I know she didn't mention Trump, but I mean, that's kind of behind all of this. Steve, I like the way she, boop, just like boop, yep. You know, just like that. She liked this guy, thought he was sharp, thought he was smart, thought he knew what he was doing. And then she found out he was, oh no, he's conservative, and boop, just like that. Not only does she not like him, she really dislikes him now.
She hates him.
She hates him. Thank you. She hates him.
And it makes you understand kind of why a lot of people who are around Teslas are
why the hatred, though? Why do you think that is, Steve? I'm just curious.
I think it's they've been told. I mean, they built up this thing in their mind about what they perceive conservatives as being, and Trump as being, and Nazi would be a good one of the things that they might think. And they hate Nazis, even though they really have no context for it. These are people who just live off emotion, and so whatever emotion takes them to fit in, they're angry. I don't know.
Steve, what do you think, Wesley?
Well, I do credit the media for being responsible for a lot of this type of rhetoric or even behavior or attitudes, because of how they have painted Christians, conservatives, those that support President Trump, the MAGA movement. But they're purposeful mischaracterization of us.
All the people you mentioned.
All the people I mentioned. And we could spend the rest of the program and tomorrow's program giving examples. I mean, you think about this is not recent, but think about the person that went in FRC about 10 years ago that fired off shots, and he had a Chick-fil-A.
Family Research Council.
Yeah, Family Research Council. A gentleman went in there for the purpose of killing others on behalf of his agenda, because he thought FRC was such a hate group, and he brought a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Chick-fil-A sandwich is in there that he was going to put on the dead bodies.
Because he was mocking Chick-fil-A too.
And he was using
a Christian-owned company.
But he was using the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list.
Right.
And so because they would have FRC on Family Research Council on a hate list. That's one of 100 examples in which the far left has characterized us without using examples.
As subhuman, really.
As subhuman. So therefore, I would not have blamed the left as specifically as I just did if it had have only been for 1 year that they characterized us that way. But you get two generations in, and they've grown up in an environment where and college campuses, and a lot of these kids don't have, they come from broken families. They don't have a solid background to have any type of understanding. So you add all these things up, and then you get generations in. That's how you get comments like that. And hopefully we have time, and now may be a good time. I'll let y'all decide to set up the clip of the Tesla situation.
Let me do this, because the other side of that coin, and the Tesla guy is on the deranged side. He got caught. But this is, you know, Bill Maher has been one of the fiercest critics of President Trump. Hardly has anything positive to say about him, but he takes reasonable stances at some point, right? Well, Kid Rock set up a meeting between Donald Trump and Bill Maher, and they had dinner last night. And I want you to hear Kid Rock's version of what happened at that dinner. You want to think it maybe come to fisticuffs. It did not. Cut 15.
I went on Bill's show, I went on his podcast, and I said, man, you know, nothing happens if people don't break bread together and meet face to face. He's been one of the president's hardest critics. And we came to dinner, me, Bill, Dana White, and it could not have been better. Everyone was so surprised, so pleasant. And we talked about things we had in common, you know, ending wokeness, you know, securing the border. Right. you know, the president was asking him what he thought about policy, you know, going on with Iran and Israel and things. It was, it blew my mind. It was, right. I was, you know, very, very proud.
Bob, do you think he walked away liking him? Because, you know, Trump is the type of person that you got to meet him to understand it.
100%. Me and Dana both said there was like, there's never been that's ever met the president in any scenario that's walked away without saying like, wow, what a great guy. He's so funny, so engaging. He's so smart.
That is Kid Rock.
That's Kid Rock.
The singer talking about a meeting he set up with commentator Bill Maher or dinner, who's a lefty. Yeah. Although he would call himself a liberal, a traditional
he
liberal.
Would. Well, he's Democrat.
Yeah, I wouldn't call him a lefty. He's not as far left as a lot of these unhinged people are.
Oh, that's the point.
Yeah, he's more traditionally liberal.
Yeah.
But anyway, he had dinner with President Trump and with Dana White was the MMA guy, right?
Right.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
That he would say that.
And they got along well. In fact, one of the things I had to cut out for time there, Kid Rock was talking to Bill Maher, and Bill Maher has given money, lots of money, to Democrat presidential candidates, presidents like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden and all these guys. He's given a lot of money. This was the first time he was ever in the White House.
Had Bill Maher ever met President Trump?
No.
Interesting, because they're both New Yorkers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, he – I don't know. And now that you mentioned that, they don't – I don't think they have, but Donald Trump was the first person to invite Bill Maher into the White House, despite the money he'd given to Democrat presidents for so long.
Wow. Cool.
All right, next story.
All right, well, let's get to this Tesla owner. We've seen the deranged left doing attacks on Teslas because – why? Because Elon Musk, for some reason – But what they don't understand is every Tesla has a bunch of cameras monitoring it. They're built into every car. So when someone comes up with a key, like the gentleman we're going to hear from, his picture is there. Well, this gentleman, the owner of the Tesla that he keyed.
Gentleman is a...
Okay.
I call him a dude.
This dude that keyed the Tesla, the owner of the Tesla, found him. And he's reported him to the police. The police haven't come yet. And this is the discussion that they had. And I want you to listen to this guy. First of all, pretend he didn't do it. And then listen to the change that comes over. As
did you write a swastika?
It didn't even work. Apparently, it doesn't work.
Did you write a swastika on the... It's a key, sir. We see it on the video.
It's not a key.
Did you? Is it a swastika?
I was probably putting my keys in my pocket.
Is it a swastika?
Have you looked at your car? Is there a key mark?
Yes. Is it a swastika?
That's impossible.
It's at the police right now. It's being fingerprinted.
What do you mean it's being fingerprinted?
Because they're trying to track you down. Thankfully, Facebook tracked you down.
Uh-huh.
So your business, your livelihood, everything now. Listen, because you chose to write... So to tell Facebook that you're sorry for writing a swastika on a Tesla.
Listen, I said... I'm sorry.
For what?
And I apologize.
For what?
I have nothing against
for
your
what?
Car, and I have nothing against you.
So okay. Why would you write a swastika on a Tesla?
Obviously, I have something against Elon Musk, but that's not the
so
way
Elon
to
Musk
show
owns
my...
owns that car? Because
no,
it was
he
bought
owns
and
the
paid
company.
For... It was bought and paid for a long time
that's
ago.
That's why it's misguided, and obviously, I did not intend to do this.
All right,
sir.
We're going
to
wait for the...
Yeah, we're going to wait for the police. He didn't intend to do it.
Yeah.
He was walking by, and a key jumped out of his pocket and happened to scratch a swastika into the car.
I'm just telling y'all that.
Ray, go ahead.
Oh, that's Weston. So pathetic. I didn't intend to do it. What does that even mean? He did it. He's on video. We know he did it. He admitted he did it. Oh.
He's keying a swastika, which is a sign for Nazis,
sure.
Right? The Third Reich, Hitler, and all that. He's keying a Nazi symbol into the Tesla car that he doesn't even know whose it is. Guy's a lunatic, and yeah. I don't know if he owns some company or who he is exactly, but this guy calls him out and confronts him about it. The guy saying did you do this? He's the owner of the car. Wesley, you were going to say something about
that? I was just going to say exactly what Ray said.
Ray, okay. By the way,
in the same passion
this is
Ray
going
said
on. This is going on and across the country. I've seen maybe not in huge numbers, but I've seen at least 8 or 10 of these people, like in shopping centers or just out in public, going after to vandalize Tesla automobiles. And they don't even know who the owner is. They're just so hair on fire crazy that they just say, oh, there's a Tesla. I can't help myself. I've got to bash the window in. Because why? Because Elon Musk is a Nazi, and I must do something to – this is how these people think.
A couple things that jumped out at me. I loved when the shoe dropped. You could hear it. What fingerprints? What?
Yes.
Right. Like the police are on there. Was, and he's going like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And how do you even look – of course, he's lying all along.
Yeah, sure.
But then he says, because he first lies saying he doesn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And then he says, well, he didn't intend to.
Yes.
Okay. Like Ray said, you take a key and you rake a car and you say, how is it not intentional?
Right.
And even his apology is a lie.
Easily. The other thing that jumps out at me is that Pam Bondi, the attorney general, has said that she's going to treat these as domestic terrorists. There are going to be consequences. And up till now, these deranged people on the left have faced no consequences. Antifa, you saw them burning down half of Seattle. They were out the next day and they were not only
lack of no consequences, they were also encouraged to do so.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
If people on the right were committing acts of violence and vandalism like this against a company or a person, this would be all day, every day on the news.
Could you imagine a Republican going in Target
back when
they first announced that they were going to allow men and women? And they took a can of black spray paint and wrote a Bible verse on there.
Right. It would be, oh, my God. I know.
Well, here's the thing. You get a couple of these guys sentenced to 20 years for domestic terrorism. I have a feeling you're going to see a lot less of this.
That's,
yeah.
You know,
did you see the, did you see the video of the big fella on the four-wheeler? Ramming himself. He was like a kamikaze. ramming himself into the Tesla. Did you see this?
No, I did not.
I'm sending it to you, Ray.
Okay. What's it called?
I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
You've got to see it.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Brent will post it on our
This guy, our Facebook page as well. he this guy has a four-wheeler, and he's a big boy. Okay, he's probably 400 pounds.
Every bit of it.
And he takes the four wheeler and he sees this Tesla and he rams himself. I got to give it to him. He gives up his body to make a political statement. He rams himself into the. Are you watching it?
I'm watching it now.
Okay, yeah. How did you get it? The video of it.
I just YouTube four wheeler man rams Tesla.
He looks like Fat Albert. You remember him?
Oh yeah,
from the 70s, the cartoon. Figure, that's who he looks like. But now you got to say he's committed to the cause.
That's right.
Yeah.
Whatever you might say about him, he is committed. Here he
gets a run and go.
He gets a run and go. He sees the test. That is what it is.
Across the parking lot, he gets a go.
Yeah. Have you been able to look it up, Ray?
He's a stout brother right there.
Yeah,
I mean.
But see, the lady who owns the Tesla is inside the restaurant, and she comes out. She's an African American lady, and she goes, "I worked hard for this car."
He does it multiple
times. Hurts
over and over again.
Yeah, he's a. I think it's a he. Don't you think so? But anyway, he's committed.
Hard to tell,
man.
He's the guy that.
How do you type in to see this? What did you type in, Wesley?
Man slams four-wheeler into multiple Teslas.
Okay.
Go to our Facebook pages.
Okay.
That would be the best thing, our Facebook page.
All right, let's move on, Steve. Next
all right.
Story.
I don't know. I want to kind of hang out here for a little bit.
I think we've milked this for all it's worth.
We're back, okay. But we're just now starting to have fun with it, though. We're just now starting to have fun.
It's worth watching.
All right, from the absurd left to something that I am just excited about and very, very impressed by. Has anybody out there, raise your hand out in listening land if you've heard of the business called EveryLife? Yeah, I see that hand. I see that
EveryLife?
EveryLife.
Never heard of it.
It is a company, that it's a for-profit company.
Okay.
And they sell baby mommy clothes, you know, like diapers and
not baby mama clothes.
Babies.
I just want to make clear what we're talking
about. Right, thank you. Clothes for the newborn and that the mom can buy, like packages of.
Okay.
Anyway, it's for profit and it's newborn kind of stuff. Well, this company is run by a Christian, and they've got an idea, and I want you to hear the idea. You're going to hear it in this clip. Go ahead, Brent. I'm sorry. I don't have my...
To the one who knows, children are a gift. One of life's greatest joys. Who welcomes the messy days, the belly laughs, and the sleepy yawns of a new day. Who treasures tiny fingers, first steps, and the wonder in a child's eyes. Maybe you already have little ones, or maybe your arms are still waiting. God is at work in the waiting. In 2025, we're praying for more babies. And we would love to pray for you.
All right, it's EveryLife. I'm sorry, not every day. EveryLife is the name of the company. And what they said there is they're praying for more babies. I'm going to be talking with the CEO of this company here later on this afternoon. And her thing is that big families are good. There's so many reasons why a big family is good. The replacement rate, God blesses big families, the quiver, the whole bit.
Well, you're sanctified by kids as well.
Right.
Right.
And tested. But she said they're praying. So if you are having a baby, if you want a baby or having trouble conceiving, if you're a married couple, you can put your name in to this company, and they will put it on a list, and they will pray for you.
Amen. We need more of that.
Yeah.
More companies like that. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Right, Ray?
That's a gorgeous ad. Gorgeous. Just beautiful. It speaks to what we have always believed. What are we? We're the American Family Association. Yeah. And God bless this. Okay, say their name again. EveryLife.
EveryLife. EveryLife.com is their website.
I'm looking at it now.
I brought this up to Kendra. I don't remember which last name we're supposed to use for her, but
Knox.
Knox, Kendra Knox, and she gushed. She knew of them, of course. She'd had this lady on her show, and she gushed about them too. She could not say enough good things about this company.
That's awesome. Yeah. So we have our own weekend program hosted and produced by AFR called Hannah's Heart.
Yeah.
Go to AFR.net. Go to AFR.net and look up Hannah's Heart. They cover a lot of the infertility issues, IVF issues. They cover adoption issues, foster care issues. They cover all these types of issues. And there are Kendra Knox and Ann covers it as well. And you can go to let me pull that up. Let me get the name. It's called Hannah's Heart.
Yeah.
All right, we're out of time. We thank you for yours. We appreciate you listening to American Family Radio and this show, Today's Issues. Our thanks to Ray and Steve and Wesley and Chris and Brent Creeley, our producer, and Sandy Rios, who was on with us a little while ago. We hope you have a wonderful tornado-free afternoon. And we'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of Today's Issues.